Do you want to do this properly?
I think we should have a complete change of direction now.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
The Radio 1 surgery is now open.
Radio 1. There you go, you see? Now, yesterday, Trevor Nelson was in the studio with us, and he confessed that he thought he'd lost his virginity when he was 16, but actually, he hadn't.
Now, that kind of got us thinking, because we're always available for whatever Radio 1 wants us to do, aren't we? We've kind of covered everything, really, when people have been off, when they've cocked the rotor up, all those kind of things. We've always been available to do stuff.
We're grateful for the work, really, aren't we?
we're very grateful.
We're here, we can be in an hour.
Yeah.
But we've never been asked to do the surgery, so, you know, we thought that maybe...
And we've kept asking.
Yeah.
And they've had various producers on that surgery over the years, and not one of them has ever entertained the fact that we could maybe dish out good, sound medical advice.
For whatever reason, they seem to think that our lack of any medical and emotional knowledge would make us unsuitable for such a position,
They prefer Dr. Mark.
Exactly, which is not strictly the case, I wouldn't have thought, because as two blokes have been around the block a little bit, you and me, I think we have plenty of advice to impart to our fellow listeners.
Nicely put. Now, if you go online, some of our fellow presenters are confessing online, as you said, Trevor did it yesterday. Should we listen to a couple of them and then maybe see if we need to give any advice to them? We could try out our...
By way of a sort of hors d'oeuvre to this whole thing.
So Scott Mills, you can now step into our surgery.
The doctor will see you now.
I found that as well.
Technically, we're not doctors, but we'll have the title.
I like that as well.
Hello, I'm Radio 1 Scott Mills. My confession is, a few years ago when I was in Ibiza, I decided that I fancied a late-night dip with a loved one that I may have met on the holiday, and decided to climb over the wire fence of the hotel to try and get into the swimming pool. I went into the swimming pool, at which point all the floodlights went on, and we got chucked out and turfed out of the hotel. So I'm really sorry to the manager and to everybody involved. I just felt like a dip, and my hotel that I was staying in didn't have a swimming pool, so I thought I'd use yours. Thanks.
Two things there. He said dip, right? Secondly, as long as he was safe and took precautions, like had a rubber ring, that's fine.
Yeah, swimming trunks, all that kind of... I mean, fundamentally, it's a trespassing issue, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, more than an emotional thing, he actually climbed over the fence.
But, you know, as long as he did it safely and everything, then that's kind of all right. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
The doctor will see you now.
Joe Wiley.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here. Now, I've been married for quite a long time. He's a very gorgeous man. He's very handsome. But when I interviewed Angelina Jolie, do you know what? She's really sexy. She does seem to be the girl's girl,
Now, what would you advise, Joe, that?
The case, then we're all lesbians, aren't we? You know, because, you know, we all find Angelina Jolie an attractive woman, you know, you and me both. You know, there's nothing wrong with seeing beauty in the eyes of anybody.
You and me both with Angelina Jolie.
No, that ain't going to happen. No, I didn't mean it like that, obviously.
No,
but she's just... All that Joe is doing there, you know, in the same way that you and I, right, and we should never be afraid of this, you and I can say that we think that Brad Pitt is a good-looking man. Johnny Depp is a good-looking man. We were doing before a Sunday afternoon surgery, weren't we? This is all in conjunction with the Bear All campaign. For all information on that subject, log on to www.bearall07.co.uk. But what we thought we'd do is give some advice on some of the personal problems as highlighted by the Radio 1 DJs, didn't we?
And we aren't trained doctors and have no medical training. If you do have a serious medical problem or need real proper advice, then the surgery is on tonight from 10 with
Dr. proper one.
The proper one with Dr. Mark.
Because he's a proper doctor.
And
he's qualified and everything. He works in hospitals.
He will give you brilliant, brilliant advice. So, are you going to play the role of advisor here?
If you want,
Okay. I've got a problem. I'm 17. I'm going out with a lad that's 20. I've told my family there that he's my age. Do I tell them the truth or carry on lying? I won't say who that's from. That's done.
Okay, let's call her Helen. I would say that... So she's worried about the age difference.
It's not that much of an age difference.
Oh, really? 17 and 20 is not bad, is it? And I don't see any reason why she shouldn't tell her parents that she's going out with a 17-year-old lad.
So that's...
I think that's absolutely fine. I tell the truth.
Age gaps
can sometimes be a problem, but I would suggest that that one isn't anything to worry about.
David from Salisbury, I can't read that out, but I would go and see a doctor. I'm a 26-year-old male, and I fancy... This isn't me. I'm a 26-year-old male, and I fancy... That's not true. I fancy my girlfriend's mum. She's told me she feels the same, and at a party I snogged her. There's an awful lot of mother and daughter ones that arrive in to 81199.
So he's 26 and he fancies his girlfriend's mum.
And they've snogged, and she feels the same. I feel so bad now, I don't know what to do.
You know, at the risk of sounding like Denise, right, this is only going to end in tears, isn't it?
Because, what, Denise Lewis?
No. Her off, you know, morning telly. The one from Sunderland. Yeah. Is it Denise Robertson? Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, this is going to end in tears, isn't it? Because, obviously, the girlfriend is the one who is the centre of all of this difficult love triangle. Mm. I don't know, what do you reckon? I mean, it's...
Well, if he has feelings for the girlfriend's mum, he obviously doesn't have feelings for the girlfriend. So he needs to, I think, split up with the girlfriend and just leave both of them alone for a while and then see what he's feeling in about a month's time.
I was going to say, or he could just kind of withdraw, as it were, from the whole situation and then hope that it all, you know, goes away. I don't know, it's a tough one.
So your advice there is do nothing, stick your head in the sand and hope it all sorts itself out.
If I was him, I'd maybe go on holiday for a couple of weeks. You know, just get out of the situation, let it all blow over. National Radio 1. We're doing the Sunday afternoon surgery, as you probably noticed. Weirdly, out of all of the different weekend depths that we've done over the years, we've never been asked to fill in for Dr. Mark. And it's now becoming apparent why that is the case, because we're kind of unqualified to answer any of the emotional or personal problems which are currently being texted into us 81199.
Some of them are quite daunting, so... The surgery is there for you every Sunday from 10 on Radio 1. You can go to the Bear All website, www.bearall07, that's a 07, .co.uk.
Bear is like B-A-R-E, not like, you know. B-A-R-E.
Just do that bear impression again.
B-A-R-E-A-L-L-07.co.uk.
Do you pretend to be a bear in the bedroom on occasion? Are you sure?
Yes.
Not giving Jane that old...
Talking of...
Tarzan, you Jane.
Talking of which, by the way, many, many people have asked whether I'm a dad yet. Still nothing. She is due tomorrow, but for those that have asked, no movement as yet. We had another curry last night and still nothing. So we wait and see, but we'll keep you informed.
Okay, here are some more problems for you. I'm 17, was out one night, had sex with a random girl, and she's pregnant now. What do I do? I think you need to get in touch with her and talk to her, first of all.
Talk.
And for everybody else, if you go to the Bearall website, then you can get free condoms there.
Too late for him, though, now, isn't
it? Too late for him, but it's what you should be doing.
If
you are going to pull on a night out, safe sex. Bearall07.co.uk, and you'll get loads of free condoms there. Ready for this one?
Yeah. Did I give an answer to the last one? Oh, talk. Is that what we said?
Get in touch with her, talk to her, and in future wear a condom.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's brother keeps coming on to me. It's embarrassing. What do you advise I do?
Well, it depends whether she fancies him, doesn't it? I mean, I know it doesn't. It was a girlfriend's brother.
Oh, my God. My girlfriend's brother keeps coming on to me. It's embarrassing when I go over. What do I do?
Oh, I see. Right. All right. So that's the situation. I don't know. You just got to try and find a way of dissuading him, don't you? This from a bloke?
I think you just have to say, no, I'm with your sister. I'm not interested. I'm
very happy. Thanks for the offer, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough, you know, polite.
Talking, that's what people need to do.
You know, you're right, Mark, because many of the problems in the world could be solved if people talked more, couldn't they?
Yeah. Maybe you should write, as we were talking to Vernon, how he'd written a letter to the Prime Minister once and got invited. Maybe that's what we should put in a letter to politicians.
Talk more, because misunderstanding and miscommunication can be the problem for so many things.
And this final one, this will probably be the last one that we do.
I would imagine.
Yeah, surgery on at 10 tonight. Please help, I caught my mate wearing suspenders and a bra. I've never mentioned it to him, but it really turned me on. What should I do?
What sex is...
I've never noticed that Dr. Mark stumbles or hesitates. He just comes straight out with a thing. You seem incapable of understanding even the slightest problem.
No, I'm just going to get the picture, right?
I'm not trying to get the picture.
The fella is wearing stockings and suspenders.
It doesn't say stockings, it just says suspenders and a bra.
Yeah, and is...
I've never mentioned it to him, it really turned me on, though.
Yeah, now, here's my question to you. Is the person who has told us about this situation male or female?
It's male.
Okay.
Right.
That's good. Well, if they're both consenting adults, right, and once again they talk to each other...
So they should talk to each other.
If they talk to each other and they're both consenting, then there's nothing wrong with it, is there?
Okay. So with the exception of one, where you just told the person to put their head in the sand, go on holiday and ignore the problem, everybody else should talk to each other.
No, I simply said that they should get away for a little bit and let it blow over, and then when they come back... If it's still a problem, then they should address it. You know, because, Mark, the most important thing is just to take a long, hard look at themselves.
Take a long, hard look at yourself.